Thank you for calling HL. This is Amanda.
Amanda, is Jen in?
Yeah, may I ask who's calling?
Bob from RDI.
Oh, sure, one second.
Thanks.
Yep. Hello, this is Jennifer.
Jen, it's Bob from RDI.
Hey, how are you?
Good. I'm disappointed I haven't had anything for you.
It's
been a quiet spring, or winter, I should say.
Right. Yeah, it was, no, it's just, we've moved, so it has been like the craziest time ever.
Yeah.
It's like, right now, I'm like struggling to try to keep up between, I mean, we were up last Friday. We were down from Friday to Thursday and then back up on Friday. It took way longer than I thought
move.
It was going to. Yeah.
Getting equipment moved over, that kind of stuff?
Everything. It was just getting, because we had to move so fast. Like, things here weren't done, like, you know, even, like, fitting everything for the machinery.
Right.
And people were working until like 2 o'clock in the morning, and it's just we couldn't get it done. A lot.
Yeah.
Because it's industrial.
Oh, okay.
We moved to like more industrial. But you know what's nice?
With the move?
Yeah. Yeah. I am, because now we owned that building with all six of us.
Uh-huh.
So this last selling that and that closing was the break from that whole old system.
Right.
For me, I love change anyway. I don't mind it. Like, I think it's good to get rid of the old and in with the new, kind of. And on top of it, we are completely out of having to deal with them on a business level. So I'm hoping that helps.
So you own the business completely now?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
We did before. We owned HL, but we still owed them for HL, and they got us in this contract on the building.
Mm-hmm.
So they weren't wanting to sell because they got so much money from us a month until we closed on the building.
Mm-hmm.
So that was killing me.
Right.
And then we had to pay them off at the closing for HL.
Yeah.
And now we're like 100% done, so it's
good.
It's nice. So the rebuilding and what we do now is all on us, and I'm not making those extra payments and things like that.
That was all family, though, right?
All family.
Yeah, which makes it's good and bad at the same time.
Yeah, there was a lot when we negotiated. Things were said, and, you know, I wish, you know, to me, I'm like, the problem was that there was no other way because they never had worked at HL. They had no idea how to run it.
They were just investing in it.
Well, they were, like, taking money from it. Like, Todd had his problems, and he was doing CAD and screwing up but getting paid just as much as I was. And then Sarah's, same thing, she just did the books from home, didn't even come in.
Right.
But it never, ever worked at all on anything when it came to what HL did. So, you know, like, for them to take it over, for us to give it to them, I was like, even though it was probably the better end of the deal, but it was like, that's my employees, that our family, and everybody else. It's like, I can't. And they wouldn't have done it anyway.
Yeah.
They just used it as a bargaining chip kind of thing anyway. They knew that they couldn't run it. It wasn't.
Well, they didn't know what they were doing.
No. I mean, but they never admitted. You know,
of course
they just
not.
It's like when people lie directly to your face, and you're like, "Are you kidding me? Really?" But I guess they don't know. You know, it's like they look at you with this honest, earnest face. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Well, and they do that because they actually believe it.
Yeah.
Whether it's true or not makes no difference. If they believe it, it's true.
Right.
And it's funny looking at things. You know, I did that personality profiling thing, and it's tuned me into dealing with people in a much different way. I look at things much more understanding now, because this thing has kind of like forced me into actually believing the things I'm teaching through this thing. And it's like, it's all true. You know, dealing with Mike here at the office, if Mike believes it's true, even if the facts don't support it, it doesn't matter. It's his truth, and that's it. You know, and when you're dealing with people who don't think the same way you do, I created 7 archetypes. And when you look at those types and you realize that even if you're the same type, you may not see things exactly the same way. It's easier to communicate with somebody who thinks the same way you do, but it doesn't necessarily mean they see things the same way you do, because you're colored by, you know, your life experiences. And people aren't necessarily being untruthful or trying to deceive you. They just don't see it the same way you do. You know, that's one of the nice things about this thing, that if you follow this program that I developed, you'll understand, you'll put more of an attempt to understand other people in. So even if it doesn't work completely, it will work to some degree with everybody. So it was kind of fun creating this thing, and now that I don't have partners anymore, it's just me. I just paid somebody to build this thing for me. And I feel much better about it. How I'm going to get my money back out of it, I don't know yet, but I will eventually. I'll figure it out.
Yeah, I have no, I would never worry about you getting it done.
I don't ever do anything that doesn't have an end plan that I can execute. So I'm not exactly sure the exact plan yet, but I know what I'm going to do with it. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Yeah. I know. It's been so crazy. I mean, I haven't talked to, like, my daughter, my husband. Like, it's been so, like, insane.
Yeah,
but
sure. It's time-consuming. There's too many. And even with the best plan, there's always things that come up that you never thought about. Oh, yeah, I got to do that, too.
Right.
Son of a bitch.
No, it was like, yeah. And everybody was working. It's like, okay, put in where you can. Like, you know, I've got this handled, but, like, do they need help here, you know?
Right.
So I think that, you know, we'll be working this weekend again to just try to organize. My brother is very, he's very, like, OCD about stuff. So it's like, he's not, like, get it done in the next couple of weeks. It's like, you know, so. But
you're doing something for Andrew, right? You're making a ring for his wife?
I am. He actually just gave me the go-ahead.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll send you a picture of it.
There's a
stone.
Oh, I know. I sent it to you. He said.
Oh, yeah.
He handed it off to me, and I used a writer to send it. I probably need to get that writer back if that's possible.
Yeah, I
didn't think Andrew would take this long on this thing, you know. So I thought it would just come back in a couple of weeks or something. I didn't realize this was going to be such a long process. So.
It was because we hit it exactly at the perfect storm.
Right,
so,
of course, right in the middle of your move.
Right, well, right, I was gone from, I went from RJO to IJO.
Yep.
So RJO, then I drove to like, Oral Valley from Phoenix.
Right.
Went to go see a customer, had to drive back to Phoenix, flew out to Salt Lake City, Salt Lake City to Colorado Springs.
Yeah.
And then did that whole show. So that's set up and breakdown.
Right.
And then drove to Denver, flew home, then to start packing, then to work through that whole weekend, then to work through the next weekend. So it's like, right in that time, because they were already starting to break down things, like, even when I got there, and we still could do a couple, you know, things, everything was just not in the right spot. Like, it was really hard to work around, like, the chaos of packing. And I hate working like that, especially with stones and stuff like that. So.
Sure.
It just, and
how
then
were
we were down for a week. Horrible.
Oh, really?
RJO was horrible. But IJO, I was just working under Frank Grubel, but we he let me put out our merchandise because we're, you know, still trying to talk about the collaboration. So, I mean, I sold some things there. I sold the new customer that I went out to Tucson, so that was good.
I got a friend of mine contacting you from out in California, Brent Wainer.
Oh, okay.
He'll be contacting you. This guy does a, you know, some. He's got an interesting business, and he's doing. He's in the process of two rings, one for his wife and one for a client, and he was using somebody in New York City that was high end, very very expensive, and it way out of whack. And I said, no, no, you got to talk to my friend Jen at HL. I said, they're fantastic manufacturers, but she'll be more reasonable than that guy is. And she's got good resources. Like, I think he wanted to do an eternity band with, like, half-carat vertical, half-carat emerald cuts. And
just did one not too long ago.
And I said, listen, she's got great sources for these. I said, she could call me, but she's got better sources than me when it comes to that. But, no, she's very dependable. You'll have, and he's got all the CADs, and he's actually got a resin made of one of them. So I said, yeah, talk to her. He says it's not his anniversary isn't coming up till May, so he's got a little time on it. But I says, start early. You know, and I gave him your contact information, so I know he'll reach out probably within the next week or two.
Perfect.
But I think he can do some other business with you, too, because I think he does mostly custom stuff, and, you know, and I think that he could be a good partner for you.
Great. Yeah, I you know how much I always appreciate you.
Yeah.
Bringing people to me, but yeah, I really do like working with like people like that, you know, where it's not like crazy and, you know, they're like strong independence and
right. I framed the argument with him pretty well. I set him up. I says, Jen likes dealing with me because it's usually pretty cut and dry. I drive the bus with my customers. And I says, I know what's possible and what isn't, so I'm not wasting her time trying to do something that's not possible. And I say, and she'll appreciate dealing with somebody like you, Brent, because you're the same way. And I wanted to make sure that he had everything was buttoned up before he wasted a lot of your time.
right. He's like, yep, we're good. Just tell me what we need. And
that's it.
It's been an interesting changeover too with all this AI stuff too. Everything's just changing so much in certain areas, like where we can use AI to help us, you know, come up with taking the quoting out of it a little bit more.
Yeah.
It's not really there for us when, you know, it doesn't really understand. Sometimes you can spend a whole bunch of time trying to get it to where you want it to be.
It's asking the right questions.
Right.
That's the thing. And I think that is the key. I've been using AI a bit myself lately, and I was not a big fan of it. But with this thing that I'm building, this personality profiling thing, and it's all about communication and, you know, and how people get frustrated with people not understanding what they're trying to do, that kind of stuff. So that's my whole program. I've written so damn much material. We're uploading it to like a ChatGPT type of thing. And what we want this, what we're going to use it for is when people sign up for this thing, and I think it's going to be something like $2.99 a month type of thing for individuals.
Oh, perfect.
So it's going to be cheap as hell. But you're going to get some really good insights, and you can ask it. It will refer to the stuff that I've fed into it to answer the questions. When people say, you know, like I'll use myself for example. I'm what's called a persuader. And as a persuader, if I'm dealing with one of the other types, let's just say a thinker, okay, if I'm dealing with a thinker, I'm running into a roadblock with this, what would be the best thing to say or do? It will refer to all the stuff I've written because I've written hundreds of pages.
Right.
It'll just
right.
It'll pull the information out, so I won't have to actively be involved in answering questions or anything too. So it'll be kind of cool to see how that works out. I don't know if I ever told you, I started writing a kids book about my take I created about Christmas. When kids mm-hmm. get to that age where they're outgrowing believing in Santa, but you kind of want to keep it going either for their sake or because they got younger siblings and you don't want the older ones to ruin it for the younger ones.
Right, right.
So this is a story I created, and I did it. You've seen the movie The Princess Bride?
Mm-hmm. For sure.
So it's Peter Falk is talking mm-hmm. to the kid from Wonder Years, and that's his grandfather is talking to him. And he's telling the story to him. I did it in the same genre. It's me talking to my grandson. And aww. I tell this story about Christmas. And it's about four kids. And it's pretty involved. I wrote about 50 pages.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't get through it. I couldn't get the ending done. For some reason or other, I hit like a writing block. And it sat for 3.5 years. In my computer, doing nothing mm-hmm. with it, and I started fiddling around with ChatGPT, and I put it into ChatGPT, and I asked it use my notes because I had an outline that I wrote to finish the story, and it wrote the last like 3 chapters for me, and I really liked the way I liked the story because I created it so.
Right.
But I liked the kind of the way it did it, but it didn't have my same style in the writing. So although it finished it, it got me to a point where I'm rewriting now. I'm taking what it wrote and I'm just expanding it because it simplified things. It made it shorter. I had a lot of
right.
dialogue in mine, and so I wanted to create more of that. So I took the outline. It finished the story, but I'm rewriting it from that. But the ChatGPT was pretty cool. I was shocked how well it could do what it did. And it did it like in 2 seconds.
I know. It's one of those things when I started, like when I was like, my jaw like dropped open. I'm like, what? And I've been talking to more people. We sold this new account, Slather.
Yeah.
Something like that. Sathers. And
yes.
they have
they're
yeah.
one of our customers. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So they have this Brian that's over there.
Mm-hmm.
And he does more of their like IT stuff.
Right.
But he was at the show. And he talked to me for like a half an hour. And I'm understood to a certain point. But I think that's the scary thing about you know, what he was telling me in AI. It's like you really need to talk to, especially if you have like your AI that knows you and everything.
Yeah.
You know, you really have to talk to it and have it get to know you, and tell it all this information. And it's like that's the hard part for certain things. It's like if you really want to get the best result out of it, it's asking you to do something that, like, I'm a resident to do.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's like everything's out in the open, it's like, I don't want to talk to a computer. Like, I yell at my daughter when she tells her whatever, Alexa,
yeah.
I don't even know what they call them. Like, there's a new one.
Siri or Alexa.
But she's
or
like,
whatever.
Yeah, it's like one of those, you know, and they're like, thank you. Like, take this off my list and thank you. And please, would you look at whatever? Like, it's just, you know, it just hits me a little bit wrong, but I'm going to have to change.
I know. I listened to, we have a one of those things here, and my daughter convinced us to create a shopping list because she did it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Alexa, and when anywhere within earshot of the kitchen, you just yell, Alexa, just add, you know, coffee to the shopping list or something, and
right.
it'll, like, a couple seconds later, because it doesn't know if you're going to add more than that, it waits to see if you have another thing you want to add. And then it would say back, coffee added to your shopping list, and hope you're enjoying your day, or something like that. And I'll say thanks, and it'll say, well, you're welcome, Bob. It's like, it's freaky, but because it's like listening all the time.
I'm always like, you know, you hear so, I just, it's, yeah, it's just weird to me. So I haven't quite got there yet, but.
I know, once you use
it. You have to.
Once you use it. It just slowly get into it, you will be surprised, because I kind of am enjoying doing this thing, finishing my book for me. Well, in its own way, it finished the book.
Right.
Was like, oh my God, and I read it, and I think it's a cute story. It's really a fun story, and it's.
Well, when it is done, I want to read it. And is your website up and going for the subscription?
Yeah, the subscription started. Well, you can operate it right now, but we haven't. And there's a few more pieces going into it, but you can go to mm-hmm. DeMaria Dev. It's DeMaria Development, but it's just DeMaria, my name,
uh-huh.
followed by DeV.
.com. .com. Okay.
It looks pretty cool. It'll bring you, if you click on that, it'll if you put that into your computer, it'll bring you to Tess. I changed the name of the thing because when I had partners before and things fell apart pretty badly on that thing, it was called 3UIS,
mm-hmm.
and I changed it to TESS, which stands for the essential self system, and it's and I changed the take on it a little bit. Instead of trying to use it for like hiring and placement, it's all about communication. It's an easier subject, but if you look at the website, this guy who built this thing for me took tons of information that I had, and this guy works. His specialty is making bots and AI.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to redo a website or something, my guy, Johan, is unbelievable. And he can install bots. Like if somebody looked at your website, and
mm-hmm.
The bot will ask questions. It'll ask, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to build something? Do you have an idea of what you're doing? He's good at creating an easy-to-use thing. With this one here, we're changing it because when you go to take the test thing on it,
mm-hmm.
It just asks you, how can I help you type of thing, and you have to put in, I want to do the personality profiler. But it's going to change. It's going to actually talk to you more. It's going to say, like, welcome to the website. It'll say something like, who referred you? Is it Bob, Ian, Johan, whatever?
Mm-hmm.
And then start you down that. And then it'll be just a drop box that you click on that brings you right to the personality profile. I wanted it more intuitive than it is. But we had discussed that before he did this thing for me. So now I'm making it more intuitive so it automatically goes there. Because everything I do starts with the personality profiler. Everything.
Right.
And, you know, whether it's an individual trying to improve their life, you know, and you'll see the things that it talks about, or your business and you're just trying to have, you know, better company culture, you have too many conflicts in your building, you've got people that are probably assigned wrong. You hired somebody to be a salesperson, they really shouldn't be a salesperson, but you really like them for other things. This will help identify those traits.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that I want to try to use it for, so I'll be on there.
Yeah. Please do. Please use it. Give it to anybody and everybody. At this point, I just want to get feedback on it. I'd love people to try it. Everything I've done to date, I've had nothing but positive results on with this thing when it was with the other group.
Right.
People who went into it and took it said, wow, this really nailed me quite well, you know. And that it's kind of cool to know that you're this, that, or the other thing, but what do you do with that? You know, what's the point of just knowing that? So it's more than that. If you're, like, again, I am a persuader. I am a natural salesperson. For me to do anything other than sales, I can. If it's something, would I want to do it forever? No, because I like selling, you know.
Right.
It's my, as I call it, my drug of choice. Or what I chase, and it's I can't use a term like that, so I call it your touchstone. And it's something that if I got into a position where I was more of a sales manager than a salesperson, I would always have to have parts of my day where I do nothing but sell. Because I can get through the other parts because I got the talent to do it, But what makes me happy is doing that. So that's
right.
part of the philosophy. And there's different things for different people. I just use that one because it's more familiar with me because that's what I am.
Well, I'm going to try. I'm going to talk
Take
to all
it.
My guys
because sure.
I want all of them to go on it to see
yeah.
an idea or read. But I have I had somebody call me on my cell that I really have to talk to
yeah,
about
well,
this
okay.
super boss
just,
job.
If you get a chance to send that other thing back, then let me know.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
I'll just send it back to you. I'll send it back to you today.
Right,
just,
perfect.
Do you, it
thanks.
Doesn't matter. I'll just send it. Can I just send it ground?
Yeah, it's fine.
Or do you want me to send it?
No,
do you want it, like,
it's
second
not a
day?
Rush. No.
Okay.
Whatever
it's just
works for you.
Because
it's okay. It's just send me the tracking number. That's all I really need.
I will.
Okay.
I will. I will for right. sure. And just so you know, from now on,
yeah.
because we changed locations,
yeah.
shipping to me will be half the cost of what it was to you before.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Because
cool.
we were in such a congested area
uh-huh.
that it upcharged, which I just found out. I never knew that. So.
Huh.
I know. It's one good thing about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
All right.
Yes.
We'll talk
okay,
to you later.
I will talk to you later. Okay,
right.
keep in touch, and
okay.
I will talk to you, especially once I use it, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Okay, okay.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Bye.